March 27, settling into salvation. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Ephesians 6:10. If you are closely connected with Jesus Christ, the source of light and wisdom, you may become strong men and women in Christ. We are so willing to be content without any special evidence of our nearness to God that we fail where we might make a success. Every provision has been made by Jesus that we might not only believe an unpopular truth, but that we might have joy in him. The truth works by love, and faith works by love, and it purifies the soul. Now the question is, are you gaining in the knowledge of the truth? Have you a living connection with Jesus Christ? You see, Abraham had, and he talked with angels, and he could ask a favor of them. You see that Moses had a living connection with God, and his earnest petition was that he might see the glory of God. Show me thy glory was his petition. Well now, the Lord did not rebuke him for making that request. He was not presumptuous in trying to know more of God and his glory. But we see that that mighty man of faith was hid in a cleft of the rock, and the hand of God was placed over the rock, and then he revealed to him his glory. We have not earnestness enough in our faith or in our experience. I hope there is not one of you that will settle down with a contented position because you believe the truth. Just as long as there is a soul to save in all the world, you want to press yourselves to the source of all light and power that you may save these souls. You do not care to have an earthly, worldly mold upon your experience. You have souls to save or to lose, and you want a great deal more of Jesus brought into your lives, into your character, and into your experience. You can be a help and blessing to one another by being true in every position where you are, by feeling that you are God's representative upon the earth. Do not allow the truth, because it is so often repeated to you, to become a matter of no special benefit, but let it be fitting us day by day for the society of the heavenly angels in the kingdom of God. Manuscript 19A, March 27, 1886. Lessons from the life of Abraham.